Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 30th. Happy Resurrection Day. Also, happy fall kickoff day for the women's ministry. We'll have a special kickoff event this evening from 5 to 7 p.m., and I hope that you'll be able to join us. Lindy Cleveland from Unless You will come and speak to our ladies and encourage us. We'll join with the ladies of Faith Church and encourage one another, and we'll do a little service project for our seventh graders. I hope that you will be able to attend. Today's passages are first the sermon passage from Psalm 136, verses 4 through 9. Remember, we're in a sermon series where we're talking about our mission and vision. Our mission is to love God, love one another, and love the world. And Wayne is going through a series of sermons about loving God. Last week, he talked from Psalm 136, the first three verses, and today he'll speak on verses 4 through 9. Then we'll go over to Psalm 50 and continue the theme of God being creator, sustainer, and owner of it all. Starting in verse 4, to him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and the stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. Before we move on, I just want to comment a moment about this psalm. We see here creation as an interpretation of God's love for us. His love endures forever in the great wonders and the understanding by which he created the waters and the great lights and the sun and the moon and the earth. Reading this psalm reminded me of the hymn entitled, For the Beauty of the Earth. Here are some of the lyrics. For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise. Have you had those moments where you look at the creation around you and you are in awe of God for the beauty that you see? And you recognize it comes from a heart of love in our Lord. Today, I'd love for you to text me a picture or send me an email with a picture of something that caused you to just pause, maybe even tear up in awe of our Creator God. I was thinking back to several of those things for me. One was seeing the Grand Canyon of Yellowstone, not even the real Grand Canyon. Maybe a double rainbow, pink lighting up the night sky, the blood moon, all these things just point my heart towards our Creator. Such a link back to John's gospel as we remember that Jesus, before the creation of the world, Jesus, our Lord, was with God. How does he say it? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Now let's take a moment to turn over to Psalm 50. This is a psalm of Asaph. I'll be reading verses 1 through 15. The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes and will not be silent. A fire devours before him, and around him a tempest rages. He summons the earth above and the earth that he may judge his people. Gather to me this consecrated people, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens proclaim his righteousness, for he is a God of justice. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I bring no charges against you concerning your sacrifices or concerning your burnt offerings, which are ever before me. I have no need of a bull from your stall or of goats from your pens. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects of the fields are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thanks offerings to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This psalm reminds us that God doesn't just care about our sacrifices. More than that, He wants our thankfulness, our faithfulness, and our dependence upon Him. Look back at verse 15 again. He commands us to call on Him in the day of trouble. And then He promises, I will deliver you and you will honor me. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Father, for these reminders today that you are Creator. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reminders today that you are Creator. As we look to anything in this world that gives us awe, something that moves our hearts, may it point us back to who you are and your deep love for us in creation. May we be a people of thankfulness and faithfulness and dependence upon you. Each of my brothers and sisters has trouble in their life. Each of the greater community of Christians around the world have trouble. We lift our hearts to you, Lord. We ask for you to work for our good and for your glory. Sometimes in ways that we understand, and we know other times in ways that we cannot understand. But we trust you because you are trustworthy. And we pray all this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.